Thanksgiving, the ancient Hebrew meaning. What is the ancient Hebrew word picture for Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is the Hebrew noun todah. It is derived from the primitive three-letter verb root yada, meaning to cast, throw, confess, or give thanks. The first time the word yada is mentioned in the Bible, it is in the context of Leah naming her fourth son Yehuda from yada, to thank Yah, he is, he was, he will be. And she, Leah, conceived again and bore a son, and said, "This time I will thank Yah." Therefore she called his name Judah, Yehuda, Genesis 29:35. The ancient Hebrew illustrates what it looks like to give thanks, yada. Yud is the hand, representing an arm, to throw, cast, close, allow, do, make, work, actions, lead, and complete. Dalet is the door, a pathway, entrance, opening, gate, to hang, suspend, move in and out, judgment. Hey is arms raised, to look, behold, show, reveal, window, watch, what comes from, breathe, and the. The hand represents actions, the door an opening, behold, to reveal. The letter Yud is a picture of the Yud and a Dalet. It is the Hebrew subroot Yad, meaning hand. Yada is beholding, the He, the ultimate hand, the handiwork of Yah. I will give thanks to Yah with my whole heart. I will recount all your wondrous works. Psalm 9:1. To hear and obey with the voice of thanksgiving and recount all your wondrous works. Psalm 26:7. What is the meaning of the door? The letter Dalet is the door. The Lamed is the staff of authority and the Tav is the covenant. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. John 10:9. Jesus, his full Hebrew name, Yehoshua, a contraction of Yah, salvation, said, "I am the door." Yehoshua spoke in parables, physical examples revealing spiritual reality. What did he mean by saying, "I am the door"? In this context, he likens himself to the Good Shepherd. He knows his sheep, and they know him. His sheep won't listen to the voice of a stranger. They will flee from the one who does not come through the gate or the door, because the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The sheep follow the Good Shepherd because they know his voice. They hear and obey his voice. They keep watch over his words. The Good Shepherd comes so that the sheep may have life. He has other sheep who are not in his pasture. They will hear and obey his voice. When he leads them, they will follow. Then there will be one flock and one shepherd. John 10:1. As one of those other sheep, I had to learn how to enter the pasture of Yah with thanksgiving. But we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever, from generation to generation. We will recount your praise. Psalm 79:13. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for Yah is good. His unfailing, merciful loving kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness is until generation and generation. Psalm 104 and 5. How to give thanks to Yah. I will give thanks to you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous judgments. Psalm 119, 7. Whether our parents taught us or we saw it demonstrated, we learn to say thank you. Even as created beings, we consider it thoughtless to be ungrateful. How much more important is it to put some thought into recounting what our Creator has done? Even though all mankind has the knowledge of good and bad, in this temporary life of dying, our propensity is to drift effortlessly in the way of bad. Gratitude instantly changes the direction of our presumptuous, arrogant, prideful, self-absorbed thoughts. If we don't learn how to rule over our bad thoughts, they will rule over us. Keep your servant also from presumptuous thoughts. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless and cleansed of great transgression. Psalm 19:13. From the beginning, mankind has been instructed to master their bad thoughts. Eve's desire for the death-causing fruit began when she thought it looked good. Her presumptuous thought was doubt, and then she defiantly ate it because she thought she would become like God. Genesis 3:5. Adam and Eve's firstborn son Cain murdered his brother Abel because he refused to rule over his thoughts of anger. Abel obeyed the instructions of Yah, and his sacrifice was accepted. Cain did what he thought was good, and sin ruled over him. If you, Cain, do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it. Genesis 4:7. It is good to give thanks to Yah and to sing praise songs to your name, O Most High. Psalm 92:1. Giving thanks to Yah doesn't happen without a struggle. We prevail over bad thoughts by taking them captive to hear and obey the way of truth and life, the Messiah, the Word of Yah. He is eternal life. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Messiah. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Giving thanks to Yah requires knowing and trusting His Word over our own lofty opinions. Remembering to give thanks turns us from death to life. For in death there is no remembrance of you, and in Sheol who will give thanks to you? Psalm 6:5. Let us enter His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him in melody. For Yah is the great God, the great King above all gods. Psalm 95:2 and 3. Rejoice in Yah, you righteous ones, and give thanks in the remembrance of His holiness. Psalm 97:12. Hallelujah! Give thanks to Yah, for He is good. His unfailing, merciful, loving kindness endures forever. Psalm 106:1. Oh, give thanks to Yah. Call upon His name. Make known His actions among the peoples. Psalm 105:11. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why the uproar within me? Wait hopefully in God, for yet I shall give thanks to Him for the salvation of His presence. Psalm 42:5. He who offers thanksgiving honors me, and to him who orders his way, I will show the salvation of God. Psalm 50:23. I will give thanks to you forever, because you have done it. I will wait on your name, for it is good, in the presence of your unfailing, merciful, loving, kind ones. Psalm 52:9. I will give thanks to you, O Lord. Among the people I will sing praise songs to you, not people. Psalm 57:9. I will give thanks to you, Yah, among the peoples I will sing praise songs to you, not people. Psalm 108:3. Let the peoples give thanks to you, O God. Let all the people give thanks to you. Psalm 67:3 and 5. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks, for your name is near. We recount your wondrous works. Psalm 75:1. And the heavens give thanks to your wonders, O Yah. Your faithfulness also in the assembly of the holy ones. Psalm 89:5. Let them give thanks to your great and awesome name. Holy is He. Psalm 99:3. offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and recount his deeds with joyful singing. Psalm 107:22. I will offer you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call on the name of Yah. Psalm 116:17. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them. I will give thanks, Yah. Psalm 118:19. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. My God, I will exalt you. Psalm 118:28. I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your unfailing, merciful, loving kindness and your truth, for you have made your name and your word great above all. All the kings of the earth will give thanks to you, O Yah, when they hear and obey the words of your mouth. Psalm 138:2-4. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your deeds are wondrous works, and my soul knows very well. Psalm 139:14. Surely the righteous will give thanks to your name, and the upright shall dwell in your presence. Psalm 140:13. Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Yah, among the nations, and sing praise songs to your name. Psalm 18:49 and Romans 15:9. Give thanks in every circumstance, for this is God's will for you in Messiah Yehoshua. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Thank you for listening.